This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
See, I want you now. Bet I can take you there. Whispering in your ear. What do you wanna feel? Let's just enjoy the thrill. I'll take over the wheel and give you the touch I'm missing. Get up, hands on your waist, let's go. Get up, girl, you got the vibe, I'm up for the climb. It's your pillow. Come out of the shadows. I know that you're fragile, yeah. Don't care if you're too loud. Sexy, I want you now. Bet I can take you there. Whispering in your ear. What do you wanna feel? Let's just enjoy the thrill. I'll take over the wheel and give you the touch I'm missing. Get up, hands on your waist, let's go. Get up.
Candy and
it's Stephen Lang. I'm not singing it.
Sorry, I can't remember your name from it. Welcome to FUBAR Radio. We're back on track.
We are back. How are you?
I am in fine fettle. Bit of a rocky week, but I'm here and I'm surviving. I'm better than Harvey Weinstein anyway.
Well, it's not been a good week for him, but probably fair enough.
Yeah, oh my word. We want to know your views, what you think. I'm going to give you my side of what I think.
Oh, go on then.
This guy has...
Actually, we should probably explain in case anyone doesn't know.
Okay, yeah, you go for it.
So Harvey Weinstein has been accused...
Who is Harvey Weinstein?
Harvey Weinstein is a very powerful Hollywood media producer, and he has been accused. All accusations.
Many accusations
of harassing women, young women, young Hollywood actresses, over a long period of time.
Big stars, big names.
Big stars. Gwyneth Paltrow, Angelina Jolie, Cara Delevingne. They've all.
Kate Beckinsale today.
there's others. I mean, there's too many. Yeah, and he's been accused of this, and now he's been sacked from his company. He's produced some massive films, Shakespeare in Love.
Did his
Emma.
Own brother sack him? Because it's a family.
Something like that, yeah, something like that.
But he had to go.
Yes. So what's your take on it?
I say justice has to be served and something has to be done. He can't just go to rehab in Arizona and think that's it. He has to face the music, and I think he has to be arrested and charged. And this has been going on forever, not just in the showbiz world, but it really truly has in many work environments.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think I can't believe the... Oh, Anthea Turner. Sorry, darling, not yet. Sorry, she wants to talk about her new boxes.
Oh.
She's got new boxes.
Oh, great. Thanks for calling, Anthea.
The thing is, I just think we need to take... Now, this guy, we've got him, you know, they've taped him, women have taped him, they've been so brave. I cannot salute them enough for coming forward. But can you imagine how frightening it must be?
Terrifying.
Someone that powerful, if you say anything, you know, actresses
your career's
didn't
over.
Work again.
Mm-hmm.
The actresses, seriously, that came forward, I didn't know who they were, but they said their careers were crushed. And
that's why you have, don't know who they are, because it was their careers were crushed because they turned him down or they...
Yeah, but isn't that sad that you can't say anything? Mm. And when I was just 16, I actually was asked to join a very high good agent, looked after loads of people. You know, I wanted to do TV presenting and acting. And he said, look, I need to take you out for dinner. We're going to discuss it. But I'm 16, so my dad was like, no, I'm not really too happy with
this.
How old is
he?
Probably late 40s.
Okay.
So I said, no, Dad, come on. I really want to do this. You know what it's like. So I really wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad said, I know. We had a family restaurant in Richmond that my sister ran. So he said, go there, and then we know you're safe and none enough.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fine. He picked me up, big white Mercedes. And I remember because all my friends across the room were like, oh, my God, this car. Turned up like this,
right?
Huge
yeah.
thing. Went for dinner and just saying, I can get you this. You're the new, you know, it's all going to be great. So, I was like, great. And at the end of the evening, before, as he dropped me home, he tried to grab me.
In what way?
In a very naughty way.
In a sexual way.
Very sexual.
Okay.
And you know what I did? I actually, this is awful. I actually punched him in the balls really hard. And legged it down the road to my house, but so scared that my legs wouldn't work. You know, I was
when
so,
you're so
frightened.
Like, wobbly, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't move. I was like a bit in shock.
Mm.
Got home, trying to find the key in my bag, going, oh. I closed the door and thought, oh my God. And then I remember the next day, my friend saying, do you know how powerful he is? I cannot believe you did that. I remember thinking, I won't probably ever work again.
Yeah.
And I haven't, you know, I'm just starting out. I was only 16.
Yeah.
And I won't name him because he's no longer here, but he looked after a lot of big celebrities. And I thought, well, it kind of came back to me a little bit when I was hearing
yeah.
the stories.
That's really shocking.
And they were very, very similar. Very similar
really?
Things he said. And
well, this seems to be the kind of thing that happens, right? There's these older predatory men and there's these young girls desperate for
a break.
And they can abuse their position.
But can you imagine being so scared as an actress and this guy who's so powerful, but you're scared of him in the same sense and thinking, God, what do I do?
Well, this is exactly what Kate Beckinsale said in her Instagram post today. She was 17 when this happened, when she alleges it happened. And 17 is no age. 16 for you is no age. I mean, to be put in those kind of positions,
yeah.
it's really dreadful. And
my poor parents, you know, I haven't told them to this day, but they tried to do the best thing. My dad was so like, no way. You know?
Well, the good thing that came out of that is that you did manage to get away and, you know,
oh, I legged
thank
it.
God.
I legged it down my road. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you tell your friends the next day, they're laughing. You know, it's a bit joke.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, saying, what? You know, a bit shocked. They were like, oh, you shouldn't. I don't know whether you should have done that because you're never going to work again.
Well, and this is part of the problem, I think, as well, because that exact attitude, you know, some of these women did go through and have sex with him, and that gives him a power thing, you know what I mean? So, and then thinking he can do it with other people, it's really, really horrible and problematic. And
but hasn't it, it's like one brave woman and then the floodgates, it's like
opened,
it's opened
yep.
the gates and they've all now, and there's going to be so many more that
yep.
I hear. But I really
well, even today, Cara Delevingne and Kate Beckinsale have come out in the same day. You know, Gwyneth
know.
And Angelina yesterday, day before.
And I really do hope women find their strength to come forward if
I
anything
agree.
Has happened.
Yeah.
And I really hope justice is served.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
And this will go on and on throughout the week.
I have no doubt about that.
But he's gone to rehab.
Yeah, because that's always the answer, isn't it?
He's gone
a nice,
to rehab.
Nice 4 weeks away in Arizona in a yoga retreat.
Yeah, arrived in his private jet. Do you know what?
Well, you might have to get rid of that soon.
Well done to all the brave women, though, that have come forward.
Yes.
Can I just tell you?
I agree. And applaud them for their bravery, yes.
Exactly.
Indeed.
No. And we have got such a lively show.
We have. On with the show.
Because we're actually speaking to someone who actually knows of Harvey, mm-hmm. lives in LA. Mm-hmm. She's the owner of the Hotel Shangri-La. She's a TV personality out there in LA. And she's actually friends with the Clintons. You'll love her. She's friends with Hillary.
Sounds good to me.
Hillary stays at her hotel drinking on the rooftop, darling.
Fab.
And she's a great speaks person. So Tammy Adair is going to be in.
Fab.
Who else have we got? Oh.
Ian, now, so you know I'm a Bake Off fan.
Oh, my God.
And on the phone, we are going to have Ian Cummings, who was very successful on the show in 2015.
Wasn't he accused of cheating?
Was he?
I think he was in the programme. I think he got in a bit of a row.
Well, we'll have to find out. I haven't actually seen the last episode of Bake Off, so, I mean, you won't have watched it, I don't think.
I'll be honest. I haven't watched it, but I want to get into it.
Mm. Well, it's...
When I'm home, I don't get a lot of time, and I'm catching up on Strictly, obviously. My bestie's in it.
Yeah.
Lovely Bruno. And we've got X Factor.
Yeah, of course. So there is... I understand. But we are going to talk to Ian a bit about his experience on Bake Off, what he makes of it on Channel 4, who he thinks is going to win. I've got my fingers crossed for Liam.
And what does he think of all... You know, are we missing Mary? Mary Berry.
Mary Berry.
Are we missing her?
I am not missing her as much as I thought I would.
Gosh,
I like Prue Leith. I do like Prue Leith.
Do you?
I'm not going to lie. Yeah. But you know.
You're a turncoat because, I mean, a year ago you were saying you weren't going to watch it. Now look at you.
I am a turncoat, to
you
be
are.
Honest.
You saying. Are. So we have a little, we've got Tammy on, I think.
She will be on the phone straight after this song. Should we play a bit of Katy Perry?
It's not Swish Swish.
It is Swish Swish.
They know what is what, but they don't know what is what. They just strut. What the fuck?
A tiger. Don't lose no sleep. Don't need opinions from a shellfish or a sheep. Don't you come for me. No, not today. You're calculating. In a minute, get used to it. Funny, my name keeps coming at your mouth, 'cause I stay willing. I'm up like swish, swish, bish. Another one in the basket.
Despise you. Nicki getting tan. Mirror, mirror, who's the fairest bitch in all the land? Tan, man, this bitch is a stan. The generous queen that kiss a fan. Ask about, I'ma be riding by. I'ma tell my big dear, that's the guy. A star's a star, the heart, the heart. They never thought the switch guard to take it this far. Get my pimp cup, this is pimp shit, baby. I only rock a queen, so I'm making hits for Katie.
Swish, swish, bitch. Another one in the basket.
Foobar Radio presents
Ian Boldsworth.
So you drunk dialed me again?
No, well, I don't know if it was not drunk. It wasn't drunk dialing you.
You do it a lot though, don't you?
Okay. Well, sometimes.
You regularly get flirty on texts when you're a bit pissed at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Because I flick through and then I get to and I hit the eye and I go.
Yeah, so you're flicking late at night and then you think, you know what, I'm going to get in touch with Ian. Is that what goes on?
It's just the eye is quite close to the beginning of the alphabet, isn't it?
No, not really. I think it's more or less exactly halfway.
Well, I don't know any A's or B's, do I? So flick down to I. IA. I don't know. It's very. So what came on? Had some Prosecco. Who knows what happens in that?
Right.
Every Monday.
Ian Boltsworth.
From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Did you enjoy a bit of Katy Perry then?
I love Katy Perry. Swish, swish, swish.
You were really going for it in the studio. I was impressed. Now, we have our first guest on the line, don't we?
Well, she's a dear friend. She's also the owner of the Hotel Shangri-La in Santa Monica. And she's Queen Bee of LA. And she's fantastic. And we love her. Tammy Adair, how are you?
I'm good. I'm very good, Lizzie. It's so nice to be on your show again.
Well, we have missed you, my dear. You've been, you're in London more than LA at the minute.
Yes, it seems like it right now. Yeah. I'm taking my summer holidays a bit late.
Uh-huh. I know. Well, listen, I cannot wait to come to your place. I'm off to Santa Monica. Going to be with you very soon. I cannot wait.
Jealous.
I can't wait either.
We're going to have fun, darling.
You can come too.
I will. At one point, I would love to.
Stephen will be there, I tell you.
Can you book me a flight now, please?
No, help. He'll be in my suite before you know it. Now, Tammy, exactly. I've got to say, it's all happening in LA at the minute. Now, we've
can
got
you
to
imagine all this chaos? Oh, my God. Weinstein?
What is happening with Harvey Weinstein? I mean, what are your, first of all, views on it? Do you think it's being played out too much in the press so he hasn't got his fair say? Or what's your thoughts?
Well, I just think that it's a time in our lives, we're living at a time right now where women are getting more and more empowered and things are changing for women. I mean, recently we had the thing with the BBC with the fair pay scale, you know, mm-hmm. It was a big scandal for women.
Yeah.
And women aren't taking the nonsense that they've been taking for the last few centuries anymore. And women are starting to stand up for themselves. And I think there's a movement afoot where women are standing up with other women. Because in the past, women were women's worst enemies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with always
them.
Women bringing other women down. Women mm-hmm. always gossiping more about women. And women mm-hmm. being more jealous of other women. But I think that's really shifting. Mm-hmm. And to the detriment of men. Because men have always tried to keep women against each other. And men
yes.
have always tried to keep women down. Because that's how they retain their power.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean,
and
do you think
and now I feel like things are really changing. And you know, of course, when a man is going down, it's very easy for everyone to start coming out because now, obviously, there's no repercussions to it. I mean, the brave yeah. ones were the ones who did it in the beginning,
yes.
like, you know, Rose McGowan and all of the others.
Yeah.
Is there a comeback for Harvey? How do you think, you know, in America,
no.
I hope not, but, I mean, what are your
well,
thoughts?
Well, you know what? Honestly, I'm an optimist, and I believe in the power of forgiveness and change. So I hope that there is hope for change for him, and I hope that there is redemption for him, and I hope he can come back as a changed person.
But it is quite scandalous,
it's
the amount
of
women that, and now Kate Beckinsale today has come forward. It's like each day there is another story.
Each day it's more and more. It's like unbelievable.
And most of them have stayed at your hotel, I have to say.
Did you ever hear of any of those kind of rumours? Because I have got the impression that sometimes, well, you know, these things.
Yes, I did have an inkling of what was happening with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Hollywood's a small town, and while nobody wants to be quoted about a powerful man, everybody kind of knows what's sort of happening, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, because in your hotel, you've host many celebrities. I mean, Nicolas Cage, the Clintons are good friends. You have many people there, and word, it is a small town, whatever, you know, and people do talk, but there is the gossip, and but there is a bit of truth, you know, and if it's really happening.
I think there is a bit of truth to all of that, because I think it's just been taken for granted throughout life that women are going to be putting out to get advanced their careers, and then they're made to feel bad about it. And I think one of the women said, that I read the interview, and I can't remember which one because I've read so many of them, it's like a woman should not feel bad because they're the victim. Mm. It's the men who should feel bad who put the women in that position.
100%, yeah.
Right.
So is this the end to the casting couch, would you say?
Oh, goodness. I think it's going to be, they're going to have to be much more careful now moving forward. Everything is, you know, everything is being documented with the internet. People can't get away with anything anymore, can they?
No, that's very true.
No. But, Tammy, you are, I mean, you are a force of nature. I don't know how you do it. You've been the most amazing spokesperson, very well known in LA. You look after one of the best hotels in the land, the Shangri-La Santa Monica.
Thank you.
How do you do it?
Well, you know, people keep asking me that, and I'm actually speaking on that subject tomorrow at the High Growth Summit in the Midlands, and I'm co-headlining with Lisa Nichols, who co-wrote The Secret. So I'm really, really excited about that. But one of the things I talk about is that for us to be able to be productive and really be efficient in our work, we still have to make time in our lives for balance and creativity. Mm-hmm. And by balance, I think we all need a spiritual practice, whether that's meditation for 10 minutes a day or yoga for half an hour a day or what have you. And we all need a physical practice, whether it's swimming or walking or whatever. And I think if we have balance in our life, we can get a lot more done.
Yes.
And we don't burn out as easily because our health is being taken care of. Does that make any sense?
No, it does. 100%.
We need a bit of balance. That's what we were just saying.
But this is what LA is very good at. I mean, I've only been once, but you do get the sense that people really take care of themselves out there in a way that maybe we don't here. Obviously, you've seen both sides, you know, if you spend a lot of time here as well.
No, people in LA seem to go to bed early, which I don't like, and they're up early, and I'm like, but
do you notice a real distinct difference between Brits and Americans?
Well, yes, of course. I think one of the main distinctions is that Angelinos drink a lot less than Brits do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
what
true.
What qualifies as being an alcoholic in Los Angeles is just normal in Britain.
Yeah, definitely. No, that's really true.
I'm really concerned what they're going to think of me when I'm over there.
But I think that's Europe as well. I don't think that's just Britain, is it? It's almost like a
European
thing.
It's a European thing, right? I mean, I was just at Oktoberfest, and my God, those people were pounding. And I was asking my friend, and I said, how come nobody's getting crazy? How come no one's getting out of control? And they're like, babe, we don't have guns in Germany, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah. No one needs to shoot anyone. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's incredible. I mean, I've got to say, Tammy, because you are quite vocal on your where you stand politically. What are you feeling on the Trump situation?
Boo.
And I know you are friends, your family friends with Hillary Clinton, and they stay often at the hotel.
Well, you know, I don't really like to get into politics in general, but I will say this. I do feel bad that Trump is breaking up all the alliances that Obama worked so hard to create, and some that were even predating Obama, you know, like NAFTA or, you know, UNESCO is the newest thing, you know, the Iran nuclear deal or anything, I think, or, you know, even the weakening of the United Nations. And I think these are the weakening of NATO. I just think these are really important alliances that have taken decades to build up.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why they're there. And I think it's much easier to destroy things than to build things.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish that we were focusing more on building than destroying.
That's a very nice sentiment.
Very nice sentiment.
I agree. Well, and also he's just an absolute nutter.
And he needs to sort that barnet out and suntan.
I actually read a very interesting thing today that was saying that Steve Bannon, who was very temporarily his kind of strategist, is now thinks that he won't last a full term.
Oh, Steve Bannon is that thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I thought what Steve Bannon's whole plan was to go out into the trenches again and gather support for Trump. I thought that's one of the reasons why he left the White House.
Yeah, I think it was, but I think, you know, they think that Trump himself is running out of steam. You know what I mean? Like, he can't really handle the job. It's too big.
It is big, and it also makes it made bigger when you're too busy bringing down old alliances without building new ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Too busy building that wall.
Yeah.
That bloody wall.
But Tavy, listen, is this going to put a dark cloud over Hollywood? What's happening with Harvey? Are they going to recover? Is it going to put people off getting into showbiz and acting?
I think this is going to encourage people more than ever, because everything's coming out into the open and everything's becoming cleaner.
Yeah.
And I think when women are cleaner and they feel happier and they don't feel depressed about what they're doing, I mean, when women are happy, then men are happy, then everyone's happy. You know, it's just, I think it's just a better, more positive climate where at least now it's not up to societal norms to sexually assault women. I think that's really important, right?
100%.
It's against societal norms now. And I'm not saying it's going to go away overnight, but I think people are going to think twice about doing something. And people are going to think, oh my God, I don't want to end up like Harvey Weinstein, right?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, that's a really
good
point.
Very good point.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's a cautionary tale. And he's a dinosaur. He's something from a bygone era that I don't think that younger generations would...
No.
Emanate. No.
I mean, my sons were watching the news and they were so appalled. They were like, Mum, this can't be true. They were so appalled. I mean, they were like, what?
You know, huh?
And I really hope that the next generation, you know, this is the last that we'll see. But I mean, it happens in all workplaces, which I've just said. But I really do hope we get, I hope justice is served, basically, and I hope lessons are learnt.
Yes, I think that's the most important thing for lessons to be learned, and that we become a better and kinder society moving forward.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Love you, Tammy. Well, Tammy, listen, I know you've been shopping in Bond Street all day. I'm severely jealous. Okay. I was trying
to
get home.
Why did you have to mention that? Why did you have to expose me?
I've exposed you, darling. But
but you know where I am right now? I'm right now at Debenhams shopping for Julian's line, and I've like got
Oh, Julian McDonald.
Yes. Our dear friend Julian.
Well, darling, pick up a little something for me. You know I love you. And, darling, I will see you in LA, my darling.
I can't wait.
See
can't
you soon, Tammy. I love you.
Love you.
Great to meet you.
Great to meet you.
Thank you.
Bye.
She said some good things.
She really did. I mean, that's, you know, it goes to show that this is just a really weird situation, isn't it? And he is... Like I said, an old dinosaur, and times are moving on.
Times are moving on. But how many others do you think that we know of that this may be happening in here, in London? You know,
I have no doubt. I have absolutely no doubt.
But I reckon there's a few scared people thinking, oh my God, hope, you know, I don't get, you know, found out or...
Well, I guess only time will tell. Hopefully it will open the
floodgates.
Well
done. I just got to say, well done to all the women that are brave enough, especially the first ones to come out. I mean, because that must have been really frightening.
Yeah, no, I agree. And they've done it, and it's helping,
yes,
hopefully.
Yes, exactly. And I will be in Hollywood next week, darling.
We'll talk about that after we play a little bit of Taylor Swift. How about that?
I don't like her very much. She's a bit odd.
Tough tits.
Okay.
Your little games, don't like your tilted stage, the role you made me play, the fool, no I don't like you, I don't like your perfect crime, how you laugh when you lie, you said the gun was mine, isn't cool, no I don't like you, but I got smarter, I got what you made me do, look what you just made me do, look what you just made me, ooh, look what you made me do, look what you made me do, look what you just made me do, look what you just made me do. I don't like your kingdom keys, they once belonged to me, you asked me for a place to sleep, locked me out and threw a feast.
What?
The world moves on another day, another drama, drama. But not for me, not for me. All I think about is karma. And then the world moves on.
Do. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me.
No, still not a fan?
No. Oh, I could do a better one. I will. Listen, make sure you watch X Factor at the weekend.
Why is that?
Because there's an amazing girl band.
Oh, yeah.
And they're at least on the six-chair challenge. They're called Lemonade. And you all need to vote for them, please.
Okay.
But they are incredible.
Okay, good to know. Keep an eye out.
Will you?
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out.
Follow them on Twitter and Instagram.
Okay, I'll have
they're
a look. Speaking of Saturday night television.
I love my Saturday nights in. Do you know my Saturday night, okay? I get home from football or whatever. I order a Chinese takeaway, a couple of friends with my boys, glass of wine, Strictly. Then I go to X Factor. I always have to watch X Factor too.
You go to bed.
And no, I don't always just go to bed after that because we turn the clock. I'm not like in LA where they go to bed at 9. No, but I love my Saturday
I have
nights.
To say, I am much more of a party boy in the weekend than I am at the weekend. My weekends these days are very sedate.
Is it because of this? I don't know if everyone else is the same, but, you know, I hate a busy weekend. I get scared. I think, oh, no, busy weekend.
Well, especially if like you or I, we have busy weeks.
Yeah, busy weeks and weekends are bliss. I love it.
Just to do nothing. But speaking of, Strictly Come Dancing.
Wow.
Now, I am...
Firstly, what do you think of the new judge? Do you like Shirley?
I actually do quite like Shirley Bannis.
I'm not missing... I love Len, but I'm not really missing him.
No, I think she does provide a kind of gravitas that Len did. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you know, I was sitting with her when I went to see Annie with Craig Riverhall, which is... absolutely fantastic. It's the best show. And I get itchy feet because I'm a bit, don't like people next to me too close. I get a bit, you know, I get itchy feet at a theatre. And I so thoroughly enjoyed it. It was probably one of the, I could go again and again.
Well, that's good to hear.
It was fantastic. I really recommend you go and see it. But
well,
I was with Shelley.
Yes. What do you make of her? You like her? You do?
Yeah, you know what? Very friendly, very good, but she's got something about her.
Yes. Speaking of someone that's got something about them, Debbie McGee.
Oh.
I am fully obsessed and on board with Debbie McGee in the series.
Right, okay, I need to ask you, do you think, because every gay friend of mine adores Debbie McGee.
Well, you know what I think it is? I was actually having this discussion at work because I'm that obsessed with her.
Obsessed
I talk about
them.
Her all the time. I didn't really before. I didn't really... I obviously knew she was Paul Daniels' wife and they'd been married for a long time and she was the magician's assistant. I really feel like what she's going through right now is like a redemption story because she was the butt of the joke. For a long, long time, it was like, oh, you married millionaire Paul Daniels. You're a pretty face. You're like... Do you know what I mean?
She's sweet.
But actually... what this is doing is showing people that she is her own person. She is a very talented dancer.
Wow, an incredible dancer.
And also a lovely person. And I think it's a real redemption story of how you can go from being a laughing stock to a sweetheart.
There's hope for me. There is hope for me.
I knew you were a laughing stock.
Well, I don't mind it though. I quite enjoy it, you know. I don't mind it. But I do. I totally am with you on that, Stephen, because... I think people thought, you know, my mum was like, why is Debbie McGee in it? you know, she used to jump out of the hat, you know, Paul Daniels, you know, do you like her? Not a lot. And it was the butt of the jokes in a way.
Yeah.
But she has just, I always said, Mum, no, she is such a lovely lady, because I used to see her at events.
Yeah.
Especially after Paul died, and she was so sweet and lovely, mm-hmm. and I felt quite sorry for her.
Well, she was lonely, and she said that, you know, she hadn't had a lot of laughs, and you know, she's got a radio show which she does once a week.
She does a local radio show on a Saturday, but you know, and it's near my area, Henley, I tune in to Debbie. But you know, she comes across as a very nice person, but her dancing is...
She's got incredible skills. She means she's a trained ballet dancer.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. And I think I don't really care, because it's like, it's just really good entertainment.
And it's great to watch. But is it fair? Because this is it. We have certain contestants on, obviously. I mean, the Vicar's went last week, that have no dancing ability.
But it's a television show.
Does it matter that they're up against people like Aston, who are professional dancers?
No, I don't think it really does, because you're going to... there was never any chance that someone like the Reverend was going to win. Mm. So you have to... And when you're putting together a cast for a TV show, what you're looking for is the best possible TV show, you know? So I think you will always... In Strictly, you're always going to have that mix of talent with popularity. Look at Ruth Langford. She's no good at all, but she won't be in the bottom.
Oh, pardon! Eamon, I'm right. I'm on the phone to Eamon. I can't believe you just said
but
that.
But it's true, she's rubbish. But what,
she's not!
She is. But what's interesting about that is that people like her. I like her. I like watching her.
I love watching her. I love the long blonde hair. Envy. I wonder if you have long blonde hair.
Just dye it, babe.
But she looks fantastic.
And she does look great. She won't be in the bottom two for a while. You know what I mean? I'll be shocked if she goes early.
I want Ruth to stay in, because I love seeing the development of the acts that aren't so good, that aren't professional dancers and have never performed before.
Yeah, yeah.
That I went to stage school, I did all of that. You know, I did tap and ballet. And, you know, whereas Ruth probably didn't.
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely not.
But I love to see the development of her getting better each week. And I love it when Ruth came out, because it's out of her comfort zone.
100%.
You know?
You've never seen her try and be sexy with Anton DeVette before.
But she looks great, and I love it.
Exactly.
I hope she stays into
and
the
I
end.
Do as well. But that's exactly what you need. You need that mix of...
No, but I want this year for someone to win that isn't a professional dancer. Look, Alexander Burke is fantastic, but she is a performer. She's a singer-dancer.
I agree. What I would like is an older person to win. That's why I'd like Debbie.
Well, I want Ruth.
Well, there we go. We're at an impasse.
So, you like Debbie McGee. I want Ruth.
Can we just briefly discuss...
Well, no.
I think I'll win that bet. Can we briefly discuss how everyone is suggesting that Debbie and her partner Giovanni Panice...
Talking to Giovanni, he just texted me about a ticket.
I saw, yeah. About they may be having a thing. What do you think about that? She's 30 years
good
older than him.
Good for Debbie. She needs a bit. Poor old Paul passed away over a year ago. She probably needs to dust the old cobwebs away. I say go for it, Debs.
With Giovanni?
Yeah, he's lovely.
He's not even 30.
Wow, so what? It's only a number.
You think?
Yes, go for it. But listen, realistically, probably not. I mean, they're trying to say that Gorka is with, you know, we're all trying to mix
Gemma
people
Atkinson, up. Gemma Atkinson, yeah.
Gemma and... You know, they've poo-pooed that story. You don't
just because they said it, they don't. It's not having.
The thing
doesn't
is,
mean it's
though,
not.
There has been a few Strictly curse and partners when they get very close together and dancing. I mean, Brendan caused a bit of a stir a few years ago.
Natasha Kaplinsky,
exactly. Mm. And you know, you're there together dancing very close.
Debbie and Giovanni.
Know? I'd love it if Debbie and Giovanni. That would make my day, because I know them both and I know I'd get an invite to the wedding. It'd be fantastic.
You'd be on the front page of all the magazines.
No, I would love it. But you know what? She's a very attractive woman. I think she looks her figure's
it would
amazing.
Be really, it would be quite funny if he went from Georgia May Foote to Debbie McGee.
Who actually wrote that they're together? I didn't see that.
They're just very flirty with one another. But I don't know if maybe it's for the cameras. But regardless, I'm into it.
But I love Strictly. But Strictly, I love because it's live. We're there. Mm-hmm. I feel their pain. I can see the nervousness. I mean, imagine hearing that music before and then you just think, can't remember anything I've been told. I used to do that when I had a musical.
That's what happened to Charlotte Hawkins.
Oh, bless her. Poor Charlotte.
She's out. Get her out.
I feel the axe is swinging.
above her head.
He's, I hope Charlotte is okay.
I'm not bothered. No, I'm not bothered.
I want Ruth to stay in to the bitter end. And I want Ruth to stay in. And also, Eamon's going to miss his football because I know he loves his football on a Saturday night. Bless him. He's
that
so
is
supportive.
True.
I love seeing the families all there supporting.
Yeah, that
well.
Is true. And it is, and it's sweet to say. It's sweet to see. Yeah, it is.
See, if I was ever on that show, I don't know whether I'd get my sons to sit in those seats for that long. It's such a long show.
It's really long.
They're very hard seats. If you have piles,
you get your
you're
Kit
buggered.
Kat. You get your Kit Kat and your...
Bit of water.
Bit of Ribena or whatever.
God bless them.
Right, shall we play a little bit of Duke Dumont?
My favourite track.
And then shall we get Ian Cummings on the phone?
I love Ian Cummings.
Yeah?
I'm Cummings.
Tell.
Can I tell you, I had that on holiday and I was had it on my earphones. I was like, oh man.
And
I
now,
love that.
Now it's autumn in London.
Yeah, but I'm going to LA. I'm doing a travel show. I'm working, but I will have a bit of fun to report back.
Well, I'm glad to hear it because you're not going to be here for 2 whole weeks.
Because he's in my hotel.
Who?
Nicolas Cage.
Woohoo!
Do you remember him?
I do remember him. I've heard of him.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got our final guest of the evening on the phone right now.
I love this man.
Hello, Ian Cummings.
Hello,
Ian Cummings.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. All right. Yeah.
Great to hear from you.
Now, I have to say, the runner-up from the Great British Bake Off.
And runner-up to Nadia, of all people, as well.
And she has gone on to great success, hasn't she?
Hasn't she? Yeah, no, she's just amazing where she's going. She's unstoppable, isn't
but
she?
But you're amazing too, Ian. We love you.
Oh, thank you. Not as amazing
what was
there,
the experience like? I mean, how did you get into cooking in the first place?
Oh, how did I get into it? Well, you know what? I moved to this little village in Cambridgeshire about 5 and a bit years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And it was kind of, having been in London and then moved down to a big town, South Coast, moved to a little village and there's not a lot here. And I just thought, if I wanted good bread and good stuff like that, I've just got to make it myself.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah, started baking it. But nothing fancy. You know, we're talking just like a bog standard loaf of bread and apple crumbles and all these sort of pretty simple things. And then all of a sudden, bang, you know, you're in Bake Off. So,
and suddenly you're an expert. Everyone thinks
you're... Yeah, exactly. You are the gods of baking. It's like, no. No, I'm just like one step ahead each week.
I mean, how did you find it? How was Mr. Hollywood?
You know what? He was kind of, as you see on the TV, kind of firm but fair, really. You know, if you screw something up, he'll tell you screwed up. But actually, you know, there were times when he was very nice. And you don't often see that side.
Really? I don't believe you.
Yeah, it's the truth.
He liked your creme brulee, though, didn't he?
He did like those, yes. Yeah, no, there were a few things he liked. But yeah, creme brulees were good.
But, I mean, was the show quite daunting? Because to go on that show, it's so massive. Were you nervous?
That was really, 2015 was really the peak. I mean, it was really at its biggest, I think, at that point, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was, and I didn't think anything would get any bigger. But, you know, the viewing figures for last year were even bigger than our one.
Wow.
And I just thought it was bonkers. It's like, what was it, 13.4 million people tuned in to watch three of us make cake?
They're interested in buns.
Yeah.
So was it scary, Ian? I mean, did you think this is daunting? Why have I done it?
Yeah, for all those months beforehand, it's like, I'll be really cool if we're getting Bake Off, really cool if we're getting Bake Off. And then when you get in, it's like, oh geez, what have I done? <Uh-oh>. And when it all starts to happen, it's like, geez, man. But I didn't really think I got quite a handle on how big it was. Until it started to come out.
And, of course, because you film it a bit of a way ahead, don't you, from when it's actually aired?
Yeah, exactly. So it's all sort of done and dusted by the time it airs. I heard you mention earlier, it was pretty hardcore when it was out on the TV because all these fun old stories broke and it was like... You know, they warned us there'd be stuff, and I think we just all sat there thinking, yeah, it'll be all right. And then it's like, boom. No.
Yeah, and especially because the whole point of it is you're all amateur bakers. None of you have had any experience in the public eye before. And suddenly...
Oh,
you're
Dan,
on,
you should have called me. I'd have helped you.
Suddenly, you are on the biggest TV show in the country, which nobody had ever really expected from Bake Off. It started off very niche.
Mm. Yeah.
And went to become... Yeah, like I said, the biggest TV show there is.
But you say you think all old grannies and mums just love it, but everyone loved it.
Not anymore.
All my gay friends watch it. My son started watching it. I was like saying, you love cooking? He was like, yeah, oh, this is so funny. Every generation loved it.
Yeah, I mean, it's great because, you know, sure I'd go into, I don't know, Lakeland or the cook shop and people would recognise me there. But it's when you go down to places like the Builder's Merchant and they recognise you, like, God, yeah, a lot of people do watch this show.
Yeah, that must be amazing. What have you made of the new series?
I've really enjoyed it, you know.
Yeah.
I kind of, you know, it was, but it's been going a long time, hasn't it, in some ways? And you think it's got to move on a little bit. And, you know, I guess they're bringing some new stuff to it. You kind of can't help wondering how many more years can they keep on trotting out amazing bakes and new ideas.
Well, they do seem to come up with new themes, you know, things that they haven't done before, which is obviously the way that you can keep it fresh, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually.
But what do you make of Prue, Noel and Sandy?
Well, I think they're all right, you know. I mean, I like Noel and Sandy. I've always kind of liked them, long before Bake Off came along. They're on Bake Off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Prue's, she's a bit sharper than Mary was. Mary was, you know, she was quite nice and gentle, really.
She was a motherly figure.
Yeah, exactly. Someone you could sort of trust in a crisis to be nice to you. But
can't say that of Prue. Yeah.
No, Prue, well, you know, she's pretty sharp, isn't
actually,
she?
Actually, I had to sit next to Prue at a concert and she shushed me for talking.
Were you talking too much, Lizzie? Was
no,
that the
I
problem?
I just said, what is this act? I didn't know who he was. And she went, shh, will you be quiet?
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, no.
I kind of imagined that, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of well. Have you got any favourites?
For this season?
Yeah.
I reckon it's got to be between Liam, Stephen and Sophie.
I completely agree with you on that.
Yeah.
I would quite like Liam to win.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like he's gone on more of a journey.
Yeah.
He started off pretty
he's
bad.
19 and he's,
yeah.
He's come through. We like and the underdog.
Yeah, but I think he knows his stuff, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, it seems that way. It definitely
he's
seems that way.
He's another one of these youngsters. It's like, geez, man, I could fry an egg at that age and not much more.
Yeah,
isn't
it? It's incredible.
Definitely.
But do you miss Mary? Let's be honest. I mean,
missed? It's kind of like, you know, having Barbara Windsor behind the Queen Vic or whatever it's called, isn't it? She's just like this sort of grandmotherly figure of safety in the tent, really, isn't she?
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I do.
I miss her. I don't think it's the same without her. I've hardly watched this show, I'll be honest.
And Mel and Sue's sort of dynamic between each other, it was hilarious. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
And it's because, you know, they were friends long, long before Bake Off came along.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
It's that sort of friendly banter they had between
them.
They
had the chemistry.
And I have to say, it was all between all four of them. I mean, they were clearly a really tight team. With a lot of respect for each other, and they had a lot of fun together, and I think that's kind of shone through.
Yeah. But were there any times you shed a tear and you thought, he doesn't like my pavlova and he doesn't like this? Did you get a bit upset?
It was more tears of relief, you know. That was the big thing, because
really?
I just thought, you know, I went in there feeling really unconfident, and the first week I had a pretty bad week. So you know, the first thing I baked, Paul said it was like chewing on wallpaper.
What did he say?
So
it was like chewing on wallpaper paste.
I've never chewed on that.
No. I mean, God knows the action over it tastes like. But there was, you know, by this point, I put a lot of time and effort and a lot of sacrifice into it. And I just thought, oh, my God, I'm going in week one. So it was like, you know, the relief of surviving week one and kind of going from there. But,
darling. I would love it. You must come and cook us some of something.
Please do.
We're starving.
I don't often go anywhere without a cake these days.
We're starving, darling. Come in.
And I see you are involved in an exciting event in December.
Which one's that?
Bait with a Legend.
Oh, Bait with a Legend, yes. Yeah, that's such a great one to do. It's such fun, I have to say. It's sharing recipes and sharing cooking nice food with people is such a kind of honour, really. I just still can't believe it happened.
Well, it has.
Well, I want you to share it in this studio. Please come. I'm starving. I can't wait. But Ian, you know what? And listen, I have to say though, was this true? You were accused of cheating during the program after being titled 3 weeks in a row as Star Baker.
Yeah.
I was just talking about that with someone today, actually.
Really?
Oh, geez, man, what a shitstorm that was on a Sunday morning.
Was it really?
Yeah, I was camping in a field in Sussex that weekend.
Yeah. And
so I was just sort of, you know, a little bit oblivious to it all. And,
having a nice time in Sussex.
Having a nice time, you know,
tent.
Had a good Saturday night out in this field, and then, then his phone calls me up, and he starts talking about it all. And, you know, at this point, I was just thinking it was like a small story buried on page 17. And he's like, Ian, you do realise this is the front page of Sunday Mirror? I'm like, oh,
well, it's good life experience.
You've got to take the good with the bad.
Welcome
to the world
it.
Of
and
show
you end up sort of trying to defend pomegranate molasses.
Creme brulee, I think.
Creme brulee, that was the one, exactly. It's like, well, I put pomegranate molasses in my granola. It's got nothing to do with getting top tips in this chef and all that.
Yeah. But you know what they're like, darling.
That's the
press. Yeah, exactly. It was one of those things. It's like, you know what? I'm just not going to get drawn into an argument about this.
Not in a field when you're camping, lying on a cow
exactly.
pad.
Just going to try and ignore it.
Oh, bless you. Well, we wish you. We wish you all the best. Please come in next time with some little colouring
delights.
Where
about are you? I don't actually know where you are.
We're Camden, actually. You can come here.
Oh,
yeah, come on.
You to go up there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring me in a nice cake.
Come on, bring us a nice cake. All right, Ian, lovely to speak with you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me on there.
God bless. Bye,
guys.
Cheers. Bye.
Oh, what a lovely chap.
Nice man. Very nice man.
He could have brought some nibbles in, though.
We can't send him over the phone, can he?
Yeah, but he should send some in. I'm really hungry.
No, what a lovely guy. Nice to speak to him.
Did you enjoy watching him on the show?
I did. Well, of course I did.
You love this show.
And when they make this my favourite TV show. That's Strictly. So I can talk about that forever.
Okay.
You are not going to be here for the next couple of weeks.
Darling, I'm away. I'm doing a little travel show. So I'm away in LA. Please, I know, I don't want to go. I mean, it's hot. There's a beautiful pool. There's
Spare me.
But I've got to do the old showbiz thing. But I'll come back with loads of stories for all our listeners.
Good.
And loads of great gossip.
But you better do. I'm holding you to it, Cundy.
I wish you were coming with me. I want to take the show. I want to take you all with me. I love you all. You know that.
Right, you have to go to a party. I'm going to a party.
I have to get an address very quickly.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for listening, guys. And I'll be back in a week or so. But we've got lovely Stephen Lang here. And thank you for listening to FUBAR Radio.
Goodbye.
Given